Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Welcome back to the Child Care Director's Chair podcast, where we share small doses of wisdom for big impacts on your child care center. This week, we are going to focus on reviews and the importance of reviews in your child care center. You see, parents rely on feedback from other families to make informed decisions about where to send their children. We'll discuss the impact of positive and negative reviews on a child care provider's reputation and how providers can leverage reviews to attract more families. You see, positive reviews not only can boost your credibility, but negative reviews can have a detrimental impact on your bottom line. So today I wanted to highlight 10 ways that reviews can make or break your child care business. Let's start with number one. Certainly the most obvious, you can attract new clients. Positive reviews act as social proof, and they can help you attract new clients to your child care business. Potential customers are more likely to trust the opinions of other parents who have had a positive experience with your services. Number two is building credibility. Good reviews can build credibility and trust with potential clients. They demonstrate that your child care business is reliable and provides quality care for children. And the more years that you have of positive reviews, the stronger that credibility really does become. So if you've been in business for 5 years or 10 years, make sure that you're using that word, the verbiage, throughout your marketing campaigns. Been a five-star program for 10 years going strong. You want to use that. And there's lots of different ways to put together reviews. There are certainly the social media ones that are on Facebook, on Yelp, on Google, on all of the platforms. But there's also video testimonial, written testimonial. There's lots of different ways to capture what people are saying about your program. You can even find in Facebook groups when parents are asking, you know, where do you use or who do you use for childcare? And you go into those groups and you'll see where your business is at in your community. If your name and your business comes up 15 times on a thread, you know you're doing a great job. If it doesn't come up at all, you really want to think about how can you get yourself out in those platforms and in those areas where there are lots of parents. Which brings me to point number three, by increasing your visibility. You see, positive reviews can improve your online visibility. It can help your childcare business stand out from the competition. Also, search engines like Google take reviews into account when they are ranking your business in search results, and you have to keep them current. Reviews from 5 years ago, and if you haven't gotten any new ones, you're going to start falling down the rankings. So you really need to make sure that your program stays visible all of the time, even if you're full. You want to have the opportunity to interact with those families, even if you're saying, "Thank you, Ms. Jones, for considering our program. We are honored that you would take the time to consider our program to care for your child." We know that, you know, selecting a child care program is a hard and heartfelt decision because it really truly is a relationship. And although we don't have, you know, time or space to move further with your inquiry, you know, we'd be happy to put you on a wait list and, you know, stay in contact with them. Because even if you don't have space for them, they will still remember the interaction. I can't tell you how many times parents thank me for getting back to them, even when I don't have space. And they say, you know, I've contacted 5 or 6 or 7 centers, and you wouldn't believe how many don't get back to the clients or prospective clients. And that alone can hurt your reviews or the perception of your company. Number four is boosting referrals. Satisfied clients are more likely to refer your child care business to friends and family if they have had a positive experience. Good reviews can lead to an increase in word of mouth referrals. And we know that there are several businesses that highly, highly need good word of mouth. Certainly, childcare is one of them. Number five is improving customer satisfaction. Reviews can also, even when they're negative, provide valuable feedback. They can help you improve your services and better meet the needs of your clients. Listen to what customer feedback you're getting and then make the necessary changes to enhance customer satisfaction. It really will help you figure out where you're really strong and where your company still needs to tighten up, to have better procedures or better follow through. So before we move on to our next tips, I would like to ask you, if you're liking our content, and whether this is your first time on our podcast or 100th time on our podcast, we would love for you to please leave us a review on your favorite listening platform. Preferably if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, those platforms certainly tend to send a lot of listeners our way, and we really do appreciate that. So let's get back to it. Tip number six, having great reviews enhances your brand reputation. Positive reviews can enhance your brand reputation and set your childcare business apart from competitors. A strong reputation can help you attract and retain clients in a competitive market. And think about what people are saying in those positive reviews. Many, many times people will say that we make them feel like they're family, or that we're very friendly, or we're welcoming, or that we have a very diverse population and diverse teaching staff, which we're very proud of. So whatever it is that makes you special, make sure you build on that. And you can get so much of that information from your positive reviews. Number seven is good reviews can lead to an increase in revenue, and potential clients are more likely to choose a business with positive reviews, leading to higher conversion rates and increased profits. Think about yourself as a consumer. How often do you look at reviews before you book a hotel, before you go to a restaurant, before you go to the movies, or select a movie, you know, from Netflix? We're all looking at reviews and seeing what people say about that business or movie or experience. And the better that the reviews are, the more that you have, the more people believe, right? If one person says it's, you know, 5-star, okay, well, that's great. You've got, you know, one review. But if you've got 150 people saying you rate a 4 or 5, certainly that's going to have a lot more credibility. And that also will help you with number 8, mitigating negative feedback. Negative reviews can be damaging to your childcare business, but they also present an opportunity for improvement by responding to negative feedback and addressing customer concerns. You can mitigate the impact of a negative review and show that you value customer feedback. And as I said before, when you have a lot of great reviews and then you get 1 or 2 negative, they really do end up balancing it right out. So, you know, maybe your 5-star drops to a 4.9. That's not going to have a major impact on your business. But if you only have 2 reviews, and you've got 1 that's a 5 and 1 that's a 1, now you're like a 2.5 or a 3, and that really will have a big impact. So again, keep those great reviews coming. Number 9 is building trust. Reviews can help build trust with potential clients by showcasing the positive experience of past customers. Trust is essential in the childcare industry. As parents, we want to feel confident that our children are in good hands. And number 10, they can be the driving growth. Ultimately, reviews can drive growth for your childcare business by attracting new clients, increasing revenue, and enhancing your reputation. By actively managing and monitoring reviews, you can leverage them to fuel the success of your business. So remember, reviews have a significant impact on your reputation and the success of your program. So prioritize customer feedback, responding to those reviews, and continuously striving to provide excellent service. You can then harness the power of reviews to grow your business and stand out from your competition. So with that, I would like to share some very exciting news. We have a new affiliate program with thrivingchildcare.com, and they just came out with a new AR course tailored for childcare owners who want to say goodbye to the days of manual labor, and hello to the benefits of AI technology. In this course, you'll discover how to set up an AI account, use an AI to craft compelling daycare ads, job descriptions, policies, effective communications, without spending hours and hours writing it yourself. You can also leverage AI to research demographic info and determine the childcare needs in your community, empowering you to develop a strategic plan to maximize your potential earnings. You can master the best ways to ask queries so that you can get the answers you need quickly and effectively. And the workshop also comes with an interactive handbook so you can practice what you've learned to stay using AI right away. And think about it. Today we talked about reviews and responding to reviews, positive and negative. You can use AI to clean up your responses to reviews and make you look like a pro. So hop on over to thrivingchildcare.com and don't forget to use our special link, our special code. So thank you for tuning in to the Child Care Director's Chair. Again, don't forget to go and check out our YouTube channel, the Child Care Director's Chair. Hit that subscribe button. We really love your support and we love our community. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.